Okay, moving on. The editorial tackles a tricky area,
Oh, yeah.
dealing with parents who have what they call retschavaristiska drag.
Litigious
Right,
tendencies.
which can be really draining for school
It
leaders.
can be very demanding.
So, what are the signs of this type of parent?
They list a few things.
Okay.
A strong distrust of school authorities,
Okay.
this feeling that they or their child are always being treated unfairly,
Right.
tendency to blow things out of proportion.
Make a mountain out of a molehill.
Exactly. Trouble accepting decisions that don't go their way.
And often resorting to legal action.
Or threats of legal action.
Yeah, that's tough.
Very stressful for the staff.
And it's not just about the stress on the school leaders, right?
No, they also talk about the negative impact on the children.
Yeah, loyalty conflicts, stress for them too.
Exactly. A very important point.
So what can school leaders do in these situations?
They recommend checking out Centaur Bet-Sliv's research.
Yep.
They have 5 tips for head teachers,
Yeah.
specifically for dealing with these parents.
Practical advice.
Exactly, giving leaders tools to manage those tough conversations.
Centaur Bet-Sliv also has that digital training series, Studio Frisk Factor.
Right, focusing on Frisfactorer.
Health promoting factors.
Exactly. And then there's Lisa Bjork from Stress Medicine VGR.
Yeah.
She makes an observation about work group size.
How does that fit in?
She points out that in healthcare education, social care,
Okay, public sector.
work groups tend to be much bigger than in the private sector.
Interesting.
So school leaders are often responsible for more people.
Which adds to the pressure.
Exactly. And it ties into the editorial's bigger point.
Right.
We need to focus on creating the right conditions for school leaders to succeed.
Right, not just focusing on individual performance.
It's about the system.
Now for something completely different.
Okay, hitting the big picture again.
The editorial dives into the Swedish model of the labor market.
Unique to Sweden.
And crucial to understand how things work here.
Absolutely.
So what makes it so special?
Well, the history is fascinating. It came out of major labor unrest back in the early 1900s.
Oh, okay, a turbulent time.
Both employers and politicians realized they needed a new way to work together.
To keep things stable and productive.
Right, but also to address workers'
For
needs.
better conditions, job security.
Exactly. And this led to the Saltsjöbadsavtalet in 1938
The Saltsjöbaden Agreement.
between LOIL, the Trade Union Confederation,
Okay.
and SAF, the Swedish Employers Association.
Which is now Svensk
That's right.
Näringsliv, a landmark agreement.
It laid the groundwork for how negotiations would happen,
Okay.
emphasized solving disputes locally,
Okay.
set guidelines for things like notice periods, dismissals, strikes.
Really setting the stage for later labor laws.
Like the MBL and LAS.
Right. The Co-Determination Act and the Employment Protection Act.
Exactly. And this focus on negotiation between employers and employees,
Right.
that's still the core of the Swedish model.
So for our listeners, what does this mean for them?
It means your working conditions are shaped by these agreements,
Okay.
not just by the government setting rules.
Interesting. So it's a more collaborative approach.
It aims to be.
Now they bring it back to the present with the current wage negotiations.
For Akademiker Relensens
Right, which includes many school leaders.
It's happening now.
So both central and local negotiations.
Plus individual salary talks.
And the result usually kicks in retroactively in May.
From April.
And it's worth noting that the Swedish model usually avoids set minimum wages.
Right, those are determined through these collective agreements.
And for Akademiker Relensens Förbund, they have a sifferlöst tillsvidareavtal, a salary agreement without fixed figures or guarantees.
Based on individual performance differentiated pay.
Okay, wrapping things up, there's a book prize draw.
Always exciting.
This time it's AI and Guide for Nyfikna by Falk.
AI, a guide for the curious.
Very timely with all the AI talk these days.
It is, they describe it as an accessible intro to AI.
Okay.
Explains the basics, how it works, what it's being used for.
Sounds helpful.
And importantly, it covers the ethical and societal implications of AI.
So the big picture stuff.
Exactly, a good starting point for anyone who wants to understand AI better.
2 copies up for grabs for members of Sveriges Skolelärargodeborg.
Deadline to enter is April 11th.
Don't miss out. They also mentioned the winners from January.
Who got svart belte i svåra samtal?
Black belt in difficult conversations.
Very fitting, considering some of the topics we've discussed.
Exactly. It all ties together in a way.
It does.
So let's recap in this deep dive into Skaldningsnytt.
All right.
We've uncovered a lot, the editorial's thoughts on avoiding functional stupidity.
Right.
The importance of dialogue between school leaders and politicians to improve education.
Especially with all that funding.
Exactly. Then there's school leader autonomy and those APTs.
Those crucial workplace meetings.
Then supporting parents with litigious tendencies
That tough one.
and the uniqueness of the Swedish labor market.
Even a chance to win a book about AI.
What a snapshot of what school leaders in Gothenburg are dealing with.
It really is. And you get all this from just one issue.
So efficient.
It gives you a solid understanding of Swedish education and the challenges involved.
So here's a final thought for you to ponder.
Okay.
We talked about functional stupidity, right? That going along without questioning
Yeah.
and the need for evidence-based practices in education.
Right.
So what needs to change in terms of mindset or how things are organized
Yeah.
to encourage a more reflective and effective style of leadership?
At all levels of the education system.
That's worth thinking about.
Definitely food for thought.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Skoldning's Knit.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, stay curious.
Stay informed.